My name is John Bayliss and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you joined us for the first time, welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God loves you even when you don't love him. He has a destiny for you to fulfill that only you can fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant this day great boldness to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we look again at what is God's nature like, but most importantly, what does God think of you? We go again to John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. In other words, God did not send Jesus Christ into the world to punish you, but that you through Jesus might be saved. And what it is, we see Jesus offers the elegant answer to John 3:16, where we see that the width of God's love, God so loved his and stretch out his arms wide to include everyone. We see it's the length of which God went to save you. Also the depth of God's love, that whoever believes in him, God reaches down to the very depths of mankind. The height of God's love should not perish, but have everlasting life. and we live with in heaven with him forever. God's love is enormous, friends, in every dimension. We are left with free option of how to respond. God loves you as intensely as it's possible to be loved, yet never in any way that undermines your freedom of choice. It is a gift that accepts the possibility of rejection. Loved one, God offers you everything he has to offer. He gives you the perfection of purity of his Son to die for you, atonement to speak for you at the judgment, and to love you for all eternity. I cannot imagine any informed human being turning down such a gift. Saying yes to God's invitation does not mean that trouble will cease. No, no, not yet. But the presence of your Savior will bear you up until you leave all the trouble behind you forever. You will let in restored relationships with friends and family. You will let in peace, security, and contentment. Why not open the door that sets you on the way to one truly great adventure this earth has to offer? Friend, God gave the most extravagant thing he could dream. He could demonstrate his love for lost humanity by summoning and sending his only begotten Son to pay the debt for your sin. This entire message has been God loves you, he always has, and he always will. But it's not enough to say, oh, great to hear, John, and walk away. Friend, to know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. If gift you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a high price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you. But you must receive it. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. There is no guarantee of another day, friend. Will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and remember, you are unique. God has a destiny for you to fulfill that he's not called anyone else on earth to do. Speak this over yourself daily. My past is passed away. I am forgiven. I am justified. I am free from condemnation. We go to Isaiah 43:25, which says this. God says, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my sake, and I will not remember your sins. Remember, friend, that your gracious God repeatedly forgives and forgets your sin, not because his people deserve it, but because he chooses to, for the sake of accomplishing his plan of redemption. And friend, it's good news. All right, today's message, above all, from 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply because love covers. So we see, so often people try to make others fit into their mold, conform to their ideas, or be just like them. We think if they would just change, I wouldn't get upset. If they would just do the way I want, they wouldn't get on my nerves. But really, we need to give people room to be who God created them to be. Life is too short to spend it trying to fix everybody. Since we should encourage people, sure, we should encourage people and help them grow and come up higher, but we have to get to the point where we step back and say, all right, this is who God made them to be, and I'm not going to let them frustrate me. We have to choose love every day because love covers a multitude of sins, excess and offences. Love makes allowances for other people's weaknesses. Love overlooks all wrong done to it. Love is what allows us to appreciate what others bring into our lives, and it brings us together in unity. Today, above all, choose love. Choose to focus on things that make your relationship stronger, because in the end, love is all that remains. So my prayer for you in this is, Father, I pray that they will set their hearts and mind on you to love others the way you have commanded. Give them the strength to walk in your ways and understand your love more each day. In Jesus' name, amen. The wisdom key for today on this message is, the problem that infuriates you the most is the problem God has assigned you to solve. Right, we're going to pray for the sick shortly. God's power to deliver his people from sickness and disease. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Friend, God sent his word and healed us, his living word, Jesus, to deliver us from every destructive force, including sickness. He also gave us his written word, which is filled with power and life. As we believe and speak the word of healing, we can expect it to be deliver us from disease. As the scripture states, he sent his word and healed us. Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks and the rock in pieces? God's word burns up sickness and disease. What a powerful statement. When you speak the word faithfully, you're releasing the fire. Does not fire burn up everything in its path? If you are consumed with sickness or disease, the fire of God's word can burn that thing out of you. That sickness may appear to be rock solid, immovable, and resistant, but the hammer of the word of God will shatter it. It will pulverize it. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your words, saith the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man cares for. What an outstanding promise God has given. He says he will heal you and restore your health, even if someone else gives you up and calls you your condition hopeless. God still calls you healed and whole. There is no sickness he doesn't heal, because he has already made provision for your healing. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. We go to Matthew 21:18 and also Mark 11:12. The cursing of the fig tree. Now, in the morning, as Jesus returned to the city, he became hungry. When he saw a fig tree by the road, he went to it and found nothing on it except leaves. He said to it, let no fruit ever grow on you again. Mark 11:20 said, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter, remembrance, said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Jesus answered him, have faith in God. For truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them. Friend, mountains represent obstacles and hindrances in our lives. The mountain might be disease, pain, whatever sickness, whatever problem. Simply name the mountain of sickness or the problem. In this scripture, Jesus curses the fig tree. But to the dismay of his disciples, nothing apparently happened to the tree. It looked the same when they passed by the tree again next morning. Peter was amazed to find that the tree had withered away. Most important, they noticed that it had shriveled from the roots up. When Jesus cursed it, he did not speak to the branches. He talked to the source, the roots. When did it actually die? When Jesus spoke to it. We seem to believe only what we actually see. Cancer and cysts or whatever start as a root somewhere. When praying for cancer, we are not we are interested in cursing the root. Now, here's a testimony. A pastor's wife came with a lump in her womb the size of a three-month-old fetus. Her doctors wanted her to undergo emergency surgery within a few days. We, along with others, prayed and cursed that lump. Being unsure of the result, she underwent surgery and the doctor couldn't find a trace of it. We have a God who keeps his word. They shall recover if we can only believe it. I've seen this happen more than once. In Romans 8:11, but the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. When you receive Christ as Lord and Saviour, the Holy Spirit will quicken, make alive your mortal body. Holy Spirit, if what I've seen is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders and creative miracles following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Lay your hand on that part of the body that needs to be healed or needs a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray. Believe you receive. The Holy Spirit is within you to make alive, to heal you, heal your body. God's word is alive and full of power, making it active, energizing, and effective. So I begin to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, every form of infirmity, I command every infirm to go. I break your power, loose them and set them free. Let the anointing of heaven go right through these bodies, be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle in their bodies. Give them a miracle. Cancers and tumors, I curse cancers just like Jesus cursed the fig tree and command the tree to die and dry up from the roots. Let the fire of God burn out every cell of cancer. I loose the touch of heaven into their bodies. Be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle. Thank you, Lord, that the cancers and cysts are cursed at the roots. They must shrivel and die. Pains, sickness and disease, I bind and break your power now. Loose them and set them free. I command, go, be healed. Give them a creative miracle in Jesus Christ's name. Those who have liver problems and kidney problems and blood disorders, I bind and break the power. I pull that sting out by the roots. I command to be healed and made whole. To the brokenhearted, the abused, rejected, emotional trauma, I bind and break the power of the wicked words that have been spoken over the life. I command the Lord, loose them and set them free. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. Set them free. Shalom, your peace. Let the anointing of heaven touch every person in Jesus Christ's name. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated, that the peace of God, his shalom, his peace, has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed on every single person that's listening and has an infirmity. You are healed. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. The Bible says, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Friends, the Bible says you shall recover or you shall get well. I wish all healings were instant. Divine healing can be instantaneous, but it can often also be progressive. It unfolds over a period of time. We see this in Mark 8:23 and also Luke 17:12. And the testimony today, I've seen it. Sometimes it takes time, but it's being healed. The Bible says you are healed. Faith and fear are opposing forces. And act your faith, try moving, try finding it. Try it in an hour, try it in a day's time. Test the area to see if it's being healed. See if there's an improvement. Look for the improvement. Most importantly, look for the improvements. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship and with God and with each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive, friends. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Very important to walk in a good confession. Listen to read the healing scriptures, or listen to Christian music, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And today's blessing, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live your life with the divine assurance that you are the property of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is the Lord of your life, and he will become the Lord of every member of your family that does not know him, so that your family will not be a broken circle in heaven, that you can all sit together around the table of God, saved, redeemed, a total family together because of the redemption of the cross. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Shalom. Amen.
and he is mine.